同埋另外佛罗里达福音教会咧，将会参加神召会青年大会嘅。
And so we're excited. We have about 28 going. So praise the Lord for that.
我哋会有差唔多28个青少年人参加，感谢主。
And it's really fun. The first rally, all of the youth are like waiting to come and run to the front area where the band is, and they have to tell them, wait, not yet.
就一个青年大会咧，即系纽约州所有神召会嘅青年人嘅教会嘅青年都会参加噶。所以第一次里边咧，即系当有呼召嘅时间叫我哋出嚟祈祷咧，嗰啲青年去急不急待咁样又去到前边祈祷。
And then finally, it's time, and the kids just flood into that open area before the stage, and probably 1,000, 2,000, I don't know, youth worshiping the Lord. It's really awesome time.
所以在那段时间看到真的很多年轻人他们到前面敬拜祷告神，这个真的是一个很奇妙的时间。
So praise the Lord for it's been an exciting time for us. This afternoon, if you would look with me in John chapter 6 today.
看《约翰福音》第六章圣经。
And we're going to talk today about what Jesus can do with a small amount.
我哋睇睇咧，耶稣基督佢手中少少嘅嘢咧，佢能够变成乜嘢嘢？
You know, we as our in our minds, we think a small amount is not much. What is it very useful? But God has a lot bigger plan for that.
所以我哋谂到咧，我哋手中少少嘅嘢咧，唔觉得乜嘢。但系当我哋少少嘢摆在神嘅手中咧，神佢系成就佢嘅大计嘅。
And in John chapter 6, let's read this story together, or I'll read the story, and I guess I'll go ahead and read it in English. After this, Jesus crossed over to the far side of the Sea of Galilee, also known as the Sea of Tiberias. A huge crowd kept following him wherever he went because they saw his miraculous signs and he healed the sick. Then Jesus climbed a hill and sat down with his disciples around him. It was nearly time for the Jewish Passover celebration. Jesus saw a huge crowd of people coming to look for him. Turning to Philip, he asked, "Where can we buy bread to feed all these people?" He was testing Philip, for he already knew what he was going to do. Philip replied,"Even if we worked for months, we wouldn't have enough money to feed them." Then Andrew, Simon Peter's brother, spoke up, "There's a young boy here with the 5 barley loaves and 2 fish, but what good is that with this huge crowd?" "Tell everyone to sit down," Jesus said. So they all sat down on the grassy slopes. The men alone numbered about 4,000. Then Jesus took the loaves and gave thanks to God,and distributed them to the people. Afterward, he did the same with the fish, and they all ate as much as they wanted. After everyone was full, Jesus told the disciples, "Now gather the leftovers so that nothing is wasted." So they picked up the pieces and filled 12 baskets with scraps left by the people who had eaten from the 5 barley loaves.When people saw him do this miraculous sign, they exclaimed, "Surely he is the prophet we have been expecting." When Jesus saw that they were ready to force him to be their king, he slipped away into the hills by himself.
刚才读的圣经，约翰第六章，第一节开始到十五节。这事以后，耶稣渡过加利利海，就是提比利亚海，有很多人因为看见他在病人身上所行的神迹，就跟随他。耶稣上了山，我们都一同坐在那里。那是犹太人的逾节近了。耶稣举目看见许多人来对肥说：我们从哪里买饼叫这些人吃呢？他说这话是要试验腓力，他自己原知道要怎样行。腓力回答说：就是20银仔的饼，叫他们个人吃一点也是不够的。有个门徒，就是西门彼得的兄弟安德烈，对耶稣说：在这里有个孩童带着5大麦饼2条鱼，只是分给这许多人还是算什么呢？耶稣说：你们叫众人坐下。原来那地方的草多，众人就坐下，数目约有5000。耶稣拿起饼来祝谢了，就分给那坐着的人，分鱼也是这样， 就随着他们所要的。他们吃饱了，耶稣对门徒说：把剩下的零碎收拾起来，免得有糟蹋的。他们便将那五个大麦饼的零碎，就是众人吃了剩下的，收拾起来，装满了十一个篮子。众人看见耶稣所行的神迹，就说：这真是那要到世间来的先知。耶稣既知道众人要来强迫他作王，就独自又退到山上去了。
Amen. The world today needs to see and experience the supernatural power of God.
今天的世界需要看到和经历到耶稣基督他的大能。
Two things I want to share with you about this story. It's an interesting thing. Jesus had a huge crowd of people following him because he was healing the sick miraculously.
就今天圣经有两件事要跟大家分享的，就是很多人跟着耶稣基督，因为耶稣医治了病人。
And keep in mind, they didn't have all the medical centers that we have today and all the shots and penicillin and everything that we have that protects us and helps us. They didn't have those things. And there must have been, I'm sure, many people who were very ill.
那不要忘记，当其时呢，那些所谓的健康啊，各方面啊，预防的呢，那些措施不是那么好的，相信在当中有很多病人。
And so Jesus sees this huge crowd of people. There was 5,000 men. So how many people do you think might have been there?
既然有五千人坐在那里，你想有多少个病人在那里？
Well, maybe some of those men probably had families.
那有些人可能都有家室的。
So maybe there was 10,000, 15,000, there was thousands of people.
加加埋埋，可能甚至成三万人都不出奇，是吧？
Now,Jesus saw this huge crowd and he says to one of his disciples a very interesting thing. Where can we buy bread to feed all these people?
所以见到咁多人嘅时间呢，耶稣同门徒嘅对话係好，即係好有意思，就係我哋边度买咁多饼嚟喂饱依咁多人呢？
Now, the first point I'd like to share with you is that Jesus tested his disciples and he asked Philip this question.
所以第一件事就是耶稣试验他门徒，他问腓力一个问题。
And this is the way Jesus was thinking. Do we think the way Jesus thinks?
耶稣他的想法和我们的想法是不是一样呢？
I mean, if there was 10 or 15,000 people, I would think, how can we even try to feed them? We weren't planning on feeding them. How can this be? But Jesus is asking his disciple this.
所以如果超過一萬人的話，我們想即怎麼可能餵飽這麼多人，耶穌竟然問這個問題。
And it's a very unusual thing. And you notice in verse 6 it tells us what Jesus was doing. It says he was testing Philip, for he already knew what he was going to do.
第六节告诉我们，耶稣这样问其实是想要试一个腓力的，因为他自己已经知道他本来要做什么了。
So maybe there's times in our life that God tests us to see what's in our spirit a little bit.
所以我们看到有时候在我们生命里面，神会试验我们，看我们的反应是如何。
Some of my students, my piano studentsThey do okay in the lesson, but sometimes when they go home or when they come back the next week, they forgot everything.
咁我教琴嗰啲学生咧，佢哋喺班上上堂嘅时间上得几好嘅，但系当佢哋下个礼拜翻嚟嘅时候咧，唔知咩事，佢哋唔记得咗咁。
So one of the parents told me, "I think you're helping them too much when they have a lesson. You're helping them. You have to let them figure it out."
所以有啲家长同我回应啦。他们说呢，你帮他们太多了，因为呢，你要给他们自己去学习一下才行。
So I'm trying to do that. So we sit there for a moment and let the student figure out the notes.
所以既然是这样呢，在教琴的过程里面，我就给他们学生自己去想一想应该怎么去弹啊。
And you know, I think sometimes the Lord lets us stand alone a little bit to see what we could do.To let us see what we can do and to realize how much we need the Lord.
咁有时候神呢会摆我哋一边，使到我哋真正知道我哋需要主，佢怎么去喺我哋生命里面嚟帮助我哋。
So every testing and problem that you go through should not be looked at in a negative way.
所以我们所面对任何一件事呢，我们不应该以一种消极的态度来睇佢。
But we can grow through these things.
因为我们知道神呢，会透过啲事情来帮助我们。
And if I was never challenged, if your physical muscles were never challenged or never used, they become weak.
因为我们的信心没有受过试验，就会变成软弱。正如我们的身体的肌肉，如果是没有操练的话，是软弱一样。
So Jesus challenges us in our hearts, and so let's seek to know what's the purposes of the Lord. What is He doing? What is He doing in this situation?
So
I think of a parent that's trying to teach his child to ride a bicycle, and he's holding the child up. But after the child gets older, the parent can't keep holding the child up. He has to see what he can do, let him go on his own.
就好似孩童佢学踩单车一样，初初咧好似个父亲要喺侧边咧去扶住佢，但系唔可以长久咁样扶住佢噶啦嘛。当佢学咗比较熟练咧，就会俾佢自己去学习呢个踩单车噶啦。So
Jesus was testing Peter, testing Philip and the disciples, and he was showing them something, and they didn't know. We don't have the money to do anything. Why can we even help 10,000-15,000 people? How do we even have a chance to do this?
所以耶稣门徒当被耶稣咁样问嘅时候，佢哋心中谂啦：我哋边度有能力去满足咁多人嘅食物嘅需要咧？
And the second point I want to share with you is this: is that Jesus met the need of the people supernaturally and also through practical means.
所以第二点想同大家分享就系耶稣基督佢系以超然嘅方法嚟满足嗰啲人嘅需要。
So they said, well, we don't have, how can we feed this amount of people? All we have here is a lunch of a young boy, and all we have here is two fish and five loaves.
咁喺嗰度呢，有一个少年人，佢有嘅呢系五个饼同埋两条鱼，但系要满足咁多人嘅需要，点去帮助佢哋呢？
Now, I want you to think for a minute, and like our youth, we've gone to Izod Center in New Jersey many times, and maybe some of you have been over there to that big arena.
比如讲，我哋想象一下嗰啲青少年人，佢哋喺 New Jersey 嗰度参加嗰啲大聚会。
So if you can imagine that place full of people,
咁喺大聚会里边咧有好多人嘅，
and you go to get, you know, your hot dog and your Coke and your chips, and probably cost you $12, but you go do that.
咁喺聚会，当然佢哋都要买啲嘢食噶。咁啊，譬如讲我哋买啲嘢食啦，加埋又食嗰啲三文治啦，又加埋其他十几蚊啦。
And you come back, and can you imagine in your mind Jesus and the disciples saying, okay, we're going to take your snack and we're going to feed this arena of people.
假设如果有一个少年人，他买那些东西，带到耶稣那里，耶稣说，我要用你所有一个小小的餐去喂饱那么多人。
That's amazing. That's amazing.
我们的反应就是，哪里可能呢？是吧？
This is what Jesus was getting ready to do.
但是当日呢，耶稣佢嘅计划做嘅嘢呢，就系呢件事。
So Jesus takes what's available, and that's what he uses.
咁我睇到一样嘢，耶稣佢能够用嘅系乜嘢，佢就会用嗰啲嘢。
I want to ask you, are we giving to God our availability and saying, God, I want you to use it?
咁回应神嘅时候，我想问大家一个问题，就系今日我哋所有嘅嘢，我哋是否愿意交俾耶稣基督嚟让佢使用呢？
Have you ever been asked to do something for the work of the Lord and you say, no, I can't do it? You know, ask that person over there, but I can't do it.
咁喺教会里边，譬如讲帮牧师要求你做啲嘢嘅时候，你会唔会咁样谂？哎呀，不如叫其他嘅人啦，叫另一个人啦，唔好叫我。
And then that person's asked, and they said, no, I can't do it. I can't do it. Why don't you ask that person over there?
跟住另一个呢又话啦，叫到佢嘅时候，佢话我都唔得，不如你叫第三个人啦。
But give to God what you have, and He can multiply.
但一个事实我哋知道，就系当我哋把我哋所有嘅交过俾神嘅时候，佢可以大大使用我哋，把少呢变成多嘅。
Because God uses sometimes the most unlikely people to do amazing things.
因为神佢用人好得意。就是他能够用那些呢我们觉得神呢不会用他的人。
So Jesus does something very interesting too. Can you imagine 10 or 15,000 people? They're all children are playing, they're running around, there's all kinds of people. Jesus tells them, have them sit down.
当时因为情况比较乱，那些小孩子在那里跑，耶稣就说了，叫他们各个人坐下。
All of a sudden, everything's calm now. Everybody's sitting down, resting.
咁当佢哋坐低之后咧，就安静咗落嚟。
And now, maybe it's possible. Can you imagine, you guys, with the youth convention or with youth going to the Izod Center? Can you guys imagine if our group was to try 12 people were to try to give food out to everybody there when everybody's walking around? It's impossible. But when everybody's seated. You know, you start to realize, hey, I guess we could do this.
当他们安静下来有组织之后呢要处理一件事都容易办一点。
So Jesus is very practical. And then he takes this loaf of bread from this young boy's lunch. He offers it up in prayer and gives thanks for it.
咁耶稣他都讲求一个效率的是不是所以当大家坐下之后他就拿一个饼和鱼呢然后祝谢。
And then he offers up the fish.A second time.
然后呢他也把那个鱼呢来向神祝谢。
And it just tells us that everybody had as much as they could eat.
跟着呢祝谢之后就分给那些人了那些人呢就吃到他们饱饱。
This might have been the first all you could eat buffet.
这个呢我们叫做真的好像你吃那些任你吃的大餐一样是不是不用钱添。
As a matter of fact, there was 12 baskets of leftovers that they collected.
吃完之后还有12箩呢剩啊。
And it's interesting, there's 12 disciples, right? 12 baskets, 12 disciples.
咁耶稣有12个门徒，亦都剩12个篮子喎。
And think of this little boy as he goes home to tell his mom, guess what happened to me today?
所以当一个小孩子回家的时候，想他会跟阿妈讲什么？
God wants to do supernatural things.
但神呢，他要做一些超自然的工作在我们的身上。
The limitation is not with God. The limitation is on our end.
所以如果有限制的话呢，限制不是在神那里，限制呢是在我们的身上。
There was a man that had a demon-possessed son. It was a terrible situation.
咁圣经记载一个故事，有一个人佢一个仔咧系俾鬼附嘅，好惨啊
！And Jesus comes to the scene, and the man says, "Please help me if you can do anything if you can."
所以当带到耶稣嘅面前嘅时候咧，做父亲就讲啦：如果你可以嘅话，求你可怜我呢个仔。
Jesus says, "If I can, all things are possible."
耶稣话啦：你若能信，在信嘅人咧，凡事都可能。
And the man said, "Oh, help my unbelief."
然后嗰个人呢就回应话：耶稣话求你帮助我，因为我信不足。
Do you think it's ever possible that we get into our own way and we block ourselves from things that God wants to do?
所以有时候因为我哋嘅思想或者我哋嘅方法呢，限阻咗神，拦咗神嘅工作喺我哋嘅生命里边。
Maybe it's not the devil.Maybe it's not this person's fault, that person's fault, but maybe sometimes it's just us.
咁啊，有时唔系人嘅错误或者做咗应该做嘅嘢，乃系因为我哋自己限制咗神。
Because we're trying to help, we're trying to do something, we want to do something, and God says, just relax and let me use you.
因为我哋想。代替神去做嘢啊！我哋自己好努力去做嘢，所以神有时候反而叫我哋你放手啦，等我去做，去成就佢嘅奇妙工作。
Well, we need the supernatural power of the Lord in our life.
实际上我们每个人都需要神的大能在我们的生命里面。
We need it for our own life.
我们的生命自己呢都需要神的大能在我们的生命。
But also the world around us needs to experience something that's really powerful and real.
同时我们世界我们身边的人呢都一样需要经历到耶稣基督的大能。
Do you want to be available for the Lord?
所以今天我们是否愿意把我们交在神的手中让神使用我们呢？
Do you want to be available to say, Lord, use me for your glory?
那你是否愿意跟神说，神啊，我在这里，你使用我，你荣耀你自己的性命。
God wants to do incredible things as we open ourselves to him.
所以当我们把自己交给神的时候呢，他可以在我们的生命，也透过我们的生命做奇妙的工作的。
We look at that small lunch and what the Lord did with that small lunch.
我们看看那个小小的午餐，耶稣怎样透过那个小午餐做了大事。
God can do miraculous things.
就是神可以透过一个小小的事情呢，成就奇妙的工作。
I have to be willing to walk and to be available and say, Lord, I am open to the supernatural things that you want to do.
如果我自己来讲呢，我当然愿意跟耶稣这么讲啦，主啊，我把自己交在你的手中，你使用我来荣耀你自己的生命。
And I want to finish with this story. There's a man that wrote a book about 90 minutes in heaven.
咁啊，结束的时间呢，我要讲个故事，就是一个人他写了一本书，这本书呢叫做90分钟在天堂。
And he had a car accident and he was dead and they put like a tarp over him.
咁啊，因为车祸嘅缘故咧，咁啊，佢就严重受伤，甚至咧，佢已经系差唔多系所谓昏迷死咗啦。
And he was dead for about 90 minutes.
咁佢死咗九十分钟嘅时间。
But there happened to be a Baptist pastor who came along and said to the paramedics or whoever said, "I want to pray for this man."
咁啊，在佢死嘅过程里边咧，咁啱有一个浸会嘅牧师经过，佢就话啦：，我要为一个死者嚟祈祷，为一个屋企人祈祷。
Isn't that unusual to pray for a dead man though？
所以如果真系有死人经过，你愿意咁讲咧，呢个系好不平凡嘅嘢，系咪
？Would you pray for a dead man？
你敢唔敢祈祷咧
？And he crawled underneath the tarp and started praying for this man.
然后呢他就在这个棺材底下呢为那人祈祷了。
And he started singing hymns.
甚至在唱诗歌。
How many know what a hymn is?
那么圣诗啦。
We don't sing hymns like we used to, but he started singing hymns and something happened.
所以当他唱圣诗的时间呢就有些事发生了。
The dead man started singing too.
那个死了的人呢都同佢一齐唱歌
喎。And the pastor got out from underneath the tarp real fast. He was surprised.
嗰个牧师咧，本来佢喺棺材底下咁啊，即刻即系行开啲睇发生乜嘢事。
And he tells a whole testimony of his experience going to heaven and coming back to life.
咁啊，跟住个死者起嚟之后咧。他就跟身边的人讲了，在九十分钟里面呢，他上到天堂，然后发生什么事，一五一十呢，讲给大家听。
I think sometimes the supernatural, it's so easy that we can sometimes miss it.
咁有时候神迹在我们生命里面是这么平常，我们看到它发生，以至我们以为呢，这个是理所当然的事。
Because we're trying, we're straining too hard, but God just...When he does something, it's not us, it's him.
我们很努力去寻求这些东西，但是事情发生的时候，其实不是我们的努力，是神他用他的大能行了一个神迹。
So, with a small amount, God can do amazing things.
所以从今天的故事里面，我们总结来讲，就是当我们把少少我们所有的东西交给神在他手中的时候，他可以拿一些少少的东西变成大事，荣耀他的名字。
I want us to pray together, and just before we do that, I'd like to sing that song again that we sang earlier, I Feel Jesus, and then we're going to pray together today.
咁我哋将要祈祷，未祈祷之前呢，让我哋唱一次头先所唱嘅诗歌。
Praise the Lord.
请我哋起立好唔好？
Can we all stand together?
I feel Jesus. I feel Jesus. I feel Jesus. In this prayer, how my soul
the Lord. I want to ask you one question or two questions. The first question is, how many would say, I really want to be available to the Lord. I want to be available to Him. I want to be available for Him to use me in my life. Can you just raise your hand? You want to be available to Him?
You want to be open?
You want to be available? Can we just take a minute right now and just open our hearts to the Lord and just say, Lord, use me. I want to be available for you. Hallelujah. Let's just join together
right now. In Jesus' name.
Hallelujah, Lord.
Hallelujah,
Lord. Lord, we know it's not about how much ability we have. It's about our availability.
知道唔系讲我哋嘅才干，而系话我哋愿意把自己交俾你，你就会使用我哋。
Help us, Lord, to break out of any patterns that are holding us back from those things you want to do in our life. God, to reach forth into new promised land areas, God, to accomplish things for you, God. But may we just walk in your spirit, Lord.
主啊，帮助我哋，从我哋嘅困锁当中释放我哋，叫我哋能够自由嘅起嚟侍奉你，把自己交在你嘅手中，用让主你用你嘅大能充满我哋，使用我哋。
Thank you, Lord Jesus. Praise God. Praise God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Praise God.And I want us to ask you one more question. Maybe you're here today and you need a touch, a supernatural touch from God. Maybe you need a healing. Maybe you need God to do some other kind of miracle in your life.
或者站在我们当中的今天，你需要神来触摸你，神来医治你。
I want to encourage you today.That if we call upon Him, He is here in this place today.
亲爱鼓励你，当我哋嚟呼求神嘅时间，主佢就在我哋当中。
And we're going to give you a chance. If you would like us to pray with you and just lay hands upon you and pray for you today, we're going to sing the song again. And as we sing the song again, if anybody wants to need prayer today, I want to invite you to come out of your seat and just come up here to the front and stand up here.
所以当我们再唱多次这首诗歌的时间，如果你要，我们为你按手。